Note on the texts. This volume contains all of Ursula K. Le Guin's writings set in the country of Orsinia, the novel Malafrena, 1979, Three Songs, the story collection Orsinian Tales, 1976, and two additional stories. Le Guin first had the idea for the country of Orsinia in 1949, while she was a student at Radcliffe. She began writing her first novel set in Orsinia, A Descendants, in 1951, while in Paris with her brother, Karl Krober. She submitted the manuscript to Alfred Knopf, who rejected it. She never sent the manuscript out again. In 1952, Le Guin began another Orsinian novel called, in various drafts, Malafrena, or The Necessary Passion. The manuscript was set aside, and she later rewrote it in 1961, 1969, and February 1975. Finally, in 1978, after the publication of the story collection Orsinian Tales, a collection of linked stories all taking place in Orsinia, Le Guin's literary agent, Virginia Kidd, encouraged Le Guin to try again. She revised the novel a final time, finishing in December of that year. It was published by G.P. Putnam's Sons in 1979 under the title Malafrena. The following year, Gallants published an English edition in London using different plates. It incorporated anglicized spellings, but the text was otherwise identical to the American edition. This volume uses the first American edition as its text and incorporates three corrections made by the author. On page 79, joined them has been changed to joined him. On page 108, Batiste's age has been corrected from 4 to 6. And on page 212, the next night, Christmas Eve, has been corrected to on Christmas Eve. Folk song from the Montagna province appeared in The Prairie Poet, fall 1959. It was Le Guin's first published poem. The two songs written in Orsinian, Red Berries, Montagna Province, and The Walls of Rakava, Polana Province, are published here for the first time. The texts were provided by the author. Orsinian Tales collects stories published from 1961 to 1976, including Le Guin's first published short story, Andy Musique, which appeared in the Western Humanities Review in summer 1961. Le Guin was paid with 5 contributors' copies. Of the 11 stories in the volume, 5 had been published in magazines before being collected. The Barrow, the magazine of fantasy and science fiction, October 1976. Brothers and Sisters, The Little Magazine, Volume 10, Numbers 1 and 2, Summer 1976. A Week in the Country, The Little Magazine, Volume 9, Number 4, Spring 1976. Andy Musique, The Western Humanities Review, Volume 15, Number 3, Summer 1961. Imaginary Countries, The Harvard Advocate, Winter 1973. The remaining 6 stories, The Fountains, Ile Forest, Conversations at Night, The Road East, The House, and The Lady of Moje, were first published in Orsinian Tales, Harper and Row, 1976. Le Guin sometimes continued to revise her stories between their magazine publication and book publication, in some cases quite heavily, for example with Brothers and Sisters. In other instances, she restored readings that had been changed to conform to a magazine's house style. Orsinian Tales was published in London, 1977, by Gallants, using the plates from the Harper and Row first edition. This edition uses the first American edition as its text. 2 Delays on the Northern Line first appeared in The New Yorker, November 12, 1979, and was reprinted in The Compass Rose, New York, Harper and Row, 1982, pages 47 to 60. Unlocking the Air first appeared in Playboy in December 1990 and was collected in Unlocking the Air and Other Stories, New York, HarperCollins, 1996. Both stories were revised by Le Guin between their magazine and book publications. This volume uses the first book editions as its texts. This volume presents the texts of the original printings chosen for inclusion here, but it does not attempt to reproduce features of their typographic design. The texts are presented without change, except for the correction of typographical errors. Spelling, punctuation, and capitalization are often expressive features, and they are not altered, even when inconsistent or irregular.